From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Nuka. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news from across the country, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we will begin with the news, and stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, on frequencies 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. The news first, the headlines. Indonesia's balance of payments, or BOP, in 2021 is quite resilient amid global pressures. World Bank readies $350 million Ukraine disbursement pledge, more supports. I'm Nuka Kuswawati, now the news in details. Indonesia's balance of payment, or BOP, in 2021 was quite resilient amid global pressures caused by the escalation of the pandemic and the U.S. Fed's tapering, according to the BKF head Febrio Kacaribu in a statement on Saturday. The BOP showed a positive performance in 2021 by recording a surplus of $13.5 billion, or 1.13% of the gross domestic products, which was substantially higher than the surplus of $2.6 billion recorded in 2020. Structural and policy reform to improve Indonesia's investment climate, such as the issuance of tax regulation harmonization law in October 2021, was able to retain investors' confidence for investing long-term in the country. The Lion Human Rights Ministry has allocated a budget of 4.1 billion rupiah for a legal aid program for poor people in East Java, which will be distributed through 65 verified legal aid providers, or PBH. Acting head of the ministry's East Java Regional Office, Wisnu Nugroho Dewanto, on Saturday, advised legal aid providers to utilize the budget well. The 4.1 billion rupiah budget will be divided into two sectors, one for litigation assistance of 3.4 billion rupiah and the rest for non-litigation assistance. There are 65 PBH that have the right to make advantage of the budget, and the value will depend on the accreditations of each PBH. Legal assistance is an effort to protect the citizens and guarantee their human rights, as well as access to justice and equality before the law. The Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Ministry is targeting to complete construction of Sepaku Semoy Dam in Tengin Baru Village, Sepaku Sub-District, North Penajam Pasir District, East Kalimantan by 2023. The dam will serve as a raw water source for the new capital city, Nusantara, which is also under development, PUPR Minister Basuki Hadimulyono said on Saturday. The dam, which will span 280 hectares and have a capacity of 10.6 million cubic meters, will initially meet the raw water needs of Balikpapan City. Hence, the infrastructure will also support the new capital. It will be optimized to supply 2,500 liters per second of raw water and reduce flooding by 55%. Let's move on to the international news. The World Bank Group on Saturday said it is readying a $350 million disbursement to Ukraine that the group's board will consider by the end of March as part of plan for short and long-term financing for the country. In a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday, World Bank President David Malpass said the group will continue to support the Ukrainian people and economy for short and long-term financing needs. The initial funds from the World Bank will be followed by further budget support and more reforms, including in the energy and climate areas. Last Monday, the World Bank and International Monetary Fund said they had temporarily relocated some staff from Ukraine amid rising concerns about a potential Russian invasion even as their lending to and support work for country continued. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Saturday the kingdom was looking to schedule a fifth round of direct talks with a rival Iran, despite a lack of substantive progress so far, and urged Tehran to change its behavior in the region. Saudi Arabia and Iran, which cut ties in 2016, launched talks last year, hosted by Iraq, as global powers sought to salvage a nuclear pact with Tehran, which Gulf states deem flawed for not tackling Iran's missile program and network of proxies. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said if the 2015 nuclear pact was revived, that should be a starting point, not an end point, in order to address regional concerns, and that Riyadh remain interested in talks with Iran. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud on Saturday said at the Munich Security Conference that Lebanon must offer stronger signals that is serious about reform to secure support from the international community as it struggles with the financial crisis. Lebanon's ties to the Arab Gulf, and particularly Saudi Arabia, formerly a major donor to Beirut, hit rock bottom last year over what the Saudi foreign minister said was the growing influence of Iran-allied Hezbollah in the country. He said a short-term spinacea would not help Lebanon, which went into financial meltdown in 2019 under the weight of huge public debt, slicing more than 90% of the local currency's value and plunging a majority of the population into poverty. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson intends to set up plans next week to remove self-isolation requirements for people infected with COVID-19, his office said on Saturday. Britain will become the first major European country to allow people who know they are infected with COVID-19 to freely use shops, public transport, and go to work, a move many of his health advisers think is risky. Johnson will also give more details on how Britain will guard against future coronavirus variants through ongoing surveillance, amid reports that the government wants to end free testing and scale back public health studies. Britain's death toll of more than 160,000 fatalities within 28 days of infection is the second highest in Europe after Russia's. Relative to the size of Britain's population, it is 6% higher than the average for the European Union. Listener, now let's move on to a diplomatic corner on Indonesian Embassy Winduk brings Indonesian food to high school in Namibia. The Indonesian Embassy Winduk planned to hold a culinary promotion at Winduk High School in Namibia. The event aimed to promote Indonesia to the people of Namibia. This was revealed in a meeting between Indonesian Embassy Winduk and Winduk High School recently. Representative of Indonesian Embassy Winduk, Ari Hadiman, said a cooking class program was included in the home economics subject. Besides food, there would be a brief introduction about Indonesia and the relation history between Indonesia and Namibia. This idea was welcomed by the home economic teacher Sune Ferdois, who claimed to fully support the Indonesian embassy's offer. The cooking class will target the 11 graders of Winduk High School who have cooking experience and skill. Indonesian Embassy Winduk will invite the students to cook Indonesian typical food such as bakwan and sate ayam by using ingredients available in Winduk. Winduk High School is one of the oldest high schools in Namibia, which was founded in 1917. It is one of the three high schools in Winduk which teach home economics and hospitality. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a visit from the leadership of the Asian Development Bank ADB at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, last Friday, February 18. They were Masatsugu Asakawa as President of the Asian Development Bank, Arif Baharudin as Executive Director representing Indonesia, and Jiro Tominaga as Country Director ADB Indonesian Resident Mission. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of National Development Planning, Head of the National Development Planning Agency Suharso Monoarfa, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, and Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara. They discussed a number of things, such as handling the COVID-19 pandemic to ADB support for the energy transition in Indonesia. Suharso Monoarfa, in his statement after the meeting, said, "During the meeting, President Joko Widodo conveyed the latest development regarding the handling of COVID-19 in Indonesia. The president said Indonesia is the fourth country in the world that has successfully vaccinated more than 330 million doses. This figure is pretty high, considering that Indonesia is a country that does not produce vaccines." President Joko Widodo also explained about Indonesia's economic performance, whose growth in the fourth quarter of 2021 was already above 5%. Furthermore, he also explained about the downstream industry being carried out by the government. According to Suharso Monoarfa, the president is confident that industrial downstreaming will be able to provide added value to export, while at the same time improving Indonesia's current account balance. On the occasion, the Asian Development Bank stated its support for financing in terms of energy transition as well as other financing for a number of ongoing projects. Previously, the Asian Development Bank has approved a loan worth $115 million to support facilities that can accelerate Indonesia's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. I'll begin today in history with February 20, 1974, when IGGI held its first meeting. The Intergovernmental Group on Indonesia, IGGI, is an international group founded in 1967. This group was initiated by the United States to coordinate multilateral aid funds to Indonesia. IGGI members include the Asian Development Bank, International Monetary Fund, UNDP, World Bank, Australia, Belgium, United Kingdom, and Canada. The IGGI held its first meeting on February 20, 1967 in Amsterdam. At that time, Indonesia was represented by Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX. From 1967 to 1974, the IGGI met twice a year, but after that, the meeting was only held once a year due to Indonesia's improving economic development. IGGI's initial assistance was in the preparation of Indonesia's five-year plan program, or Repelita 1, from 1969 to 1973, and funding 60% of it. Moving on to February 20, 1979, when the eruption in toxic gases in Dieng, Central Java occurred. The eruption in toxic gases emanating from the Sinila crater in the Dieng Plateau in Central Java Province, Indonesia, killed at least 149 people on February 20, 1979. The initial death toll detected were 136 people who died from the poison gas. There were residents of Kabutan village who ran to save themselves. In the early hours of the morning, the villagers were shocked by a series of earthquakes that rocked Kabutan. According to the records of the Semarang Regional Government, the earthquake began at 01:55 local time. I learned today in history with February 20, 1986, when the Soviet Union launched the Mir space station. Mir is the Soviet Union's most successful space station. This facility was a permanent long-term residence for cosmonauts in space. Through several collaborations, international access had been implemented for this facility to be used by cosmonauts and astronauts from various countries. Mir was successfully put into orbit by connecting several modules which were launched separately, one by one, from February 20, 1986 to 1996. The facility ceased operation and was brought back to Earth on March 23, 2001, due to the funding problems.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First of all, I would like to reply an email from Koji Miyagi in Japan. He was listening to English program on February 12, 2022 through frequency 3325 kHz in a good signal strength, with modest noise with SINPO at 35332. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your reception report. As appreciation of your compliment, of course, I'll play you a beautiful song special for you. Stay tuned.
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yo. Yeah, it's a brand new day, brand new day. T's and jeans and a brand new J. Sets the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like yay. Second man is so thick like a Kim Kardashian. Wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like we Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got, and you don't stop. Put in the effort and you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Lionel Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace. You to the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
First, I like the fancy things. I want to design a bag,
got my ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week, cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks big, man. Go down in history, it's so much you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl when no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, but goodbye. Friends to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, if you know what you want,
baby, don't give up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's go.
When a beat drops.
First song, and you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give you some information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chairperson of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, believes that the sports law that has been passed in a plenary session can improve the governance of the national sports system. Puan stated, "The law also accommodates planned and sustainable sports coaching policies and is expected to give birth to more athletes in the future. In addition, the law on sports provides a legal basis and solutions to organizational chaos, as well as governance and sport development that will have an impact on the quality and achievement of national sports." As quoted from Antara on Tuesday, Puan Maharani said this law also ensures improvement of the sports climate as well as equitable access and fulfillment of sports infrastructure for the community. Previously, the House on Tuesday ratified the draft law on sports into law. The Act is a revision of the 2005 draft law concerning the national sports system. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali explained, ratification of the bill is in order to harmonize with current development and conditions. The previous national sports system law has been implemented for more than 17 years, and it is considered no longer relevant to the current situation. Not only accommodates the policy of the sports system, the new law also confirms the status of sport institution within the national legal system so that it is hoped that there will be no more conflicts or organizational divisions. He hopes that the ratification of the sport law can provide legal certainty for the central and local governments in promoting sports activities, both community sports and achievement sports.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your reception report in our English program and the audio, and we do appreciate it. Keep listening to us.
Bukan diriku tak tahu kau ada yang puas.
yakin kau tercipta hanya untuk diriku. Ku pastikan dapatkan kamu.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the
city of Demak in the province of Central Java has a unique beverage that is warm and has many benefits for the body, known as Wedang Jamu Choro. According to the story, Jamu Choro has existed since the days of the Bintoro Sultanate in Demak centuries ago, and is still maintained and preserved by the people of Demak. Wedang Jamu Choro is also known as Wedang Bloom, so called because it is often stored in a container of clay called klenting. People usually take it out using a bamboo ladle and produce a blong sound. Therefore, it is also known as Wedang Bloom or Blong Beverage. The warm and fresh sensation of Wedang Jamu Choro is produced by one of the cooking spices, namely pepper. This is indeed unusual, but the range lies the uniqueness of Wedang Jamu Choro. If you don't like pepper, this beverage still gives you a warm feeling because it is formulated with 15 spices that are rich in benefits such as ginger, cinnamon, lemongrass, and brown sugar. In a bowl of wedang jamu choro, there is usually some dough made of flour dough with spice gravy. It's slightly spicy, sweet and fresh taste. It's perfect to be enjoyed in the morning. Usually jamu choro traders peddle their wares around the village by bringing klenting made of clay as a container. It is covered with cloth and plastic to keep the heat long-lasting. Jamu choro is very suitable if consumed when the body feels unwell. The content of this herbal drink is believed to accelerate the recovery of a weak body condition. Another uniqueness, jamu choro can not only be served as a drink, but the spice sauce can also be mixed into herbal porridge. Wedang jamu choro or porridge is easy to find on the side of the road. Not infrequently, the local community also serves wedang jamu choro or bubur jamu choro as an additional dish at the celebration events.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He asked whether the English program had received the certificate that he sent. Hello, sir. I will check it to our management and thank you very much. And of course, for our regular listener throughout the world, we will play a beautiful song for you. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Never expect
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You've just listened to the third song, and for the next segment we'll present to you our miscellany for today. Students of the University of Muhammadiyah Malang UMM East Java won a gold medal in the social science category at the Asian Innovative Science Environmental and Entrepreneur Fair. These students are members of the Students Activities Unit or UKM team of the Scientific Discussion Forum. This activity was organized by the Indonesian Young Scientists Association and Diponegoro University offline in early February. The team consisted of Siti Mariatul Kibliyah, Hanifah Rizki Rahmawati, and Alifia Nisa Khalida. The team raised the topic assisting PKK or Women Empowerment Group at the Tanjung Tani Village through utilizing soybean husk waste into products. This innovation is in the utilization or processing of soybean husk waste into ready-to-eat abon. Originally, abon is a traditional side dish made from shredded meat with spices. In addition, the team also empowered the women in developing and improving the economy of Tanjung Tani Village. This was part of the effort to form new entrepreneurs and create an independent society. The team did not only market it offline, but also online through some marketplaces and various social media. During the competition, participants were asked to set up a stand and display their products. Then the judges and visitors can ask questions and have a look. The evaluation criteria include the creativity of the stand, attractive title, and the quality of the product sold. The students hope that the product can be developed further, not only in terms of taste variants or more attractive packaging, but also in marketing strategies.
Ku ingin tahu
Kalau kau mau, ku ingin kita mau hentikan itu sebelum terlambat jadi masalah baru. Tanpa terbuang, ganggu selalu ku memang.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with the song Pepatah by Rizky Febian. Rizky Febian, a solo singer who is the son of a famous Indonesian comedian, Sule. He released a song titled Pepatah on November 26, 2021. In the song, Rizky writes the lyrics by himself and creates the composition of the song. The song tells that true love can happen at the most unexpected times. That is, falling in love can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone, and under any circumstances. Listener, here is Rizky Febian with the song Pepatah. Happy listening.
Sekian lama ku sendiri, hampa hati pun terasa ingin hati memiliki. Ku ingat kata pepatah, cinta sejati kan datang di waktu yang tidak tepat. Lalu kau datang padaku, lemparkan senyum manismu, buat hatiku terpikat. Oh, terpesonanya ku dibuatmu selalu. Teman
saksinya.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Semua harapan kita, kita tak menginginkan ini semua terjadi dan berdampak besar kepada kita. Sesungguhnya kemenangan beriringan dengan kesabaran. Marilah kita semua saling peduli demi negeri kita. Percayalah, kita akan buktikan. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia. Harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud karena kita bisa. Percayalah, kita akan taklukkan dunia. Harapan jadi nyata, impian kan terwujud. Percayalah.
Percayalah, kita akan
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.